Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Did you know that you're promoting to a special edition of Musical Matters and Designers?
Tonight, we'll be interviewing Chiyoki Dumanchi.
Well, hello, beautiful.
I'd like to thank my fans for their undying support.
That's all, folks.
Wow, everyone. This is just such an extra special segment of Musical Madness with your girl Desire. In just a few short moments, we will have Chiyoki Dumanchi live and in action. If you don't know Chiyoki Dumanchi before tonight, then you are in for a special treat. Not only does this gentleman remind me so much of Michael Jackson with his style of voice and music, but he is doing some great things for our youth out there. And this segment really is going to focus around anti-bullying. And Chiyoki's debut song is Boys Don't Cry, and this really, really talks a lot about the bullying dilemma that's going on right now. If you're not familiar with this song, I'm going to go ahead and play it for you right now so you're going to get familiar. So this is Boys Don't Cry by Chiyoki Demonte.
Yeah. gray fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR that gets you on TV. Don't let this pass you, 'cause everyone won't see. Call us, we will work out a great deal. Get you heard on a station that has wheels.
We will always be around. We can always be found. Got the net locked down, so you'll always have it on. We got the BJs. They can put you on the wave. So go ahead and say,
EOTM got it going.
EOTMradio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM got it going.
Y'all, but I think that is like the dopest commercial ever. I'm always jamming out to that. Okay, before the break, we listened to Boys Don't Cry by tonight's special guest, Chiyoki Damanchi, who I'm about to bring onto the line, followed by Good Girl from Yours Truly Desire. All right, so this is the moment that you all have been waiting so impatiently for. We are about to speak live with Chiyoki Damanchi. Let's open up the line. Chiyoki, are you there?
I'm here. What's up? What's up?
Hello! Welcome to Musical Madness with Desire.
How you doing, Desire? What's going on? Y'all
man,
so happy with me over there. It's
good. I'm great. Yes. It is such an honor to have you on the show this evening, man. Please introduce yourself to all of the musical madheads out there listening.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Chiyoki Damanchi. It's so good to be here with Desire, and we're going to talk about some things. I'm excited. How y'all doing out there?
Yes, excellent. We are going to actually dive into one more of your songs, okay, later on. But before we get into that, I want to check out a song by some other artists that actually come from California, just like yourself. And the name of this song is Good Good by Sunnyside. Sunnyside is two members, Dane J and Jill Shanky. All right. And if you want to hear more of Sunnyside, you can go to youtube.com, the Sunnyside TV. But again, this song is called Good Good.
You my chick, so don't worry about them other hoes. We on the same page, 'cause we got the same goals. I love your body from your head down to your toes. And that ass in them jeans keep a boy froze. I'm spilling like a glass tipped over. Your girlfriend's always hating 'cause you got a soldier. That be with you when you down or on the up and up. So when the other man you get won't be enough. I am a man with a strong woman with him. I don't worry about them haters, my shorty you get them. Yeah, she always stay down for your boy. And when I'm with my mommy, she always bring me joy.
Baby, you're the only one for me. You know you know what to do. But none of them is bad as you. I swear you turn me on when you give a little attitude.
I like that.
My pops like you, he labeled you a keeper. He noticed that you bang like an 808 speaker. So I guess I gotta keep you, show you the better things. Light up your hand with a diamond red and ring. When it's said and done, I give you that good wood. Look like James J said, I give you some good wood.
Again, go to youtube.com/thesunnysideTV. Now, Chiyoki, Chiyoki, I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute. Is that okay?
That's fine, but first I got to say your song was hot, Desire. Your song was hot, too, so I got to say that. But go ahead, what's going on?
Thank you so much. Don't worry, you and me, we're going to have something in the making.
I'm down for that. I'm really down for that. What's going on?
Okay, actually, I want to put you on a hot seat. That's actually the name of the game. So I'm going to say a word. This is just to warm you up a little bit. And as soon as I say that word, you're not allowed to do any thinking. You have to say the first word that comes to your mind, okay?
Oh, snap. All right, let's do this.
Let's do it. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, first word. Love.
Peace.
Aw, no thinking.
I know.
Okay. Okay. Next word, art.
Love.
Music.
Smiles.
Rihanna.
Hot.
Drama.
Sexy.
Life.
Everything.
Lady Gaga.
Awesome.
Work.
Fun.
Radio.
Cool.
Magic.
Awesome.
I said drama, you said sexy. You got something you need to tell me, Chiyoki?
Well, I am a Scorpio, so we love that kind of thing.
Okay, that's cool. Now that I actually have you all warmed up, before we get into some of your other songs, let's talk about serious topic here, your anti-bullying anthem, Boys Don't Cry. For those of you who don't realize, this song really, really hits the nail on the head. Because bullying, unfortunately, has become like a life or death issue in our society. So before I get into asking any formal questions, can you just please tell our listeners out there about this powerful message and what Chiyoki is trying to do to help remedy this crisis?
Boys Don't Cry, I was inspired. I mean, like, I myself, growing up, I was bullied. And like so many people that I know and I've talked to, and I even found out recently that some people I went to elementary school was committed suicide because they were bullied for being fat, for being too light-skinned, for being gay, for being the wrong religion, whatever, you name it. And it's just this amazingly horrible thing that's going on in the world that we all can do something to stop. You know, we all can do something to make it better. And I think so many people don't realize how powerful we are as individuals and how, you know, your kind words are just as healing as, you know, your negative words are damaging to somebody. And if everybody just really took a moment to sit and think of how instead of trying to make someone else's life harder, they can make it easier, the world would be a better place. And this is something we all can do, each and every individual can do to make the world a better place. So, Boys of Pride is about that.
That's deep. I mean, oh my God. And I was actually going to ask you about that. Like, had you been experienced any bullying when you were growing up? So, you know, I guess this song really does come from the heart for you. And then your friend, sorry to hear that, you know, who committed suicide because of that. And you're right, people don't realize the power of their words because words do cut deep, you know?
It was definitely too because, I mean, like, where I was bullied the majority of my childhood, I went to a Christian private school, and that's where I experienced a lot of the bullying, and I think that's so sad. I think you know, the Christian community really needs to really come to terms with a lot of things to realize, you know, they represent God and God is love. And the kids that I went to school with, my peers, you know, those were the kids that were pushing me down, not the kids that were building me up. And I think the type of community that is supposed to be in the Christian world, it's lacking in some areas. And it's supposed to be all about love. And that's where you're supposed to be able to turn to for support and love. So I think we need to get that together.
That goes for the whole world, though. I don't care if you're Christian, Muslim, agnostic, or atheist. Please, you have to support each other and be loving because we are all of loving hearts. You know,
I couldn't agree more. And the sad part, the reason I singled out the Christian community is because they need to practice what they preach. And I think that goes for the whole world, absolutely. But especially when you're standing on the name of love and God, you need to represent that to the fullest. So yeah, definitely,
so,
I agree with you.
I want you to keep spreading the word, and seriously, to all of our listeners out there, every single last one of you either has a child or knows a child. I don't care if it's a little cousin, somebody next door. Please, you need to fight out against this. This is a very, very, very serious issue that we're discussing tonight, and a lot of times kids don't open up and tell you what's going on and that they're being bullied because they have a sense of shame. So we're going to actually take a commercial break, and we're going to come back with more of Chioki and his anti-bullying message, okay? So short break. Live with Chioki Demanchi. All right.
What's up, y'all?
So before the break, we were talking a little bit about Boys Don't Cry. All right. So if you're just tuning in, then you are in for a treat because we're actually going to go ahead and jump into a few questions that I have for you. So for all those who don't know, Boys Don't Cry is actually the first single off of your debut album. And we were discussing how it touches base on bullying, but it also speaks about something deeper than that, which is human emotion, you know?
Human emotion,
and
yes,
I just wanted
absolutely.
To ask you, Chioki, what do you feel this song represents for all of the little boys and girls out there?
It represents that freedom that we should all have just as human beings to, like, to be able to express yourself without being criticized, you know? Like, I think it's so sad when I hear, you know, a parent tell their kid, you know, to stop crying or to... I mean, how many times have we heard stories about kids that have been abused and the parent didn't take them seriously? You know, we have the whole thing going on at Penn State right now
of, like, all these kids that were experiencing abuse and nobody listened to them, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
we come to find out years later that they've been through these traumatic things, and it's just the ability as a kid, as a young adult, as a grown person to be able to you know, go and speak to somebody and have them, you know, treat you with compassion and not feel like you're going to be ridiculed or shamed because you have feelings, you know? And it's something everybody goes through the same things, and it's sad to feel that you're alone and that nobody can relate to you.
Yeah, and it's crazy because there really are so many people that can relate, you know? And
exactly.
you're bringing a sense of awareness to that. So
I'm glad you get that, you know? I think that's the best thing about, like, that's the most rewarding thing as an artist, to, like, write a song and people get the message behind it, you know, like, without you having to explain it. No, that's a beautiful thing. Like, I aspire to have done that, and I'm so glad that I'm getting that feedback about the song.
Oh, man, when I say I'm all about lyrics, and I love lyrics, because music is about meaning, and it's supposed
mm-hmm.
to come from the heart. And that is something that your music definitely does. And when I listen to that, I start thinking about you as a conscious music artist. And I wanted to ask you, do you consider yourself a conscious music artist because of songs like Boys Don't Cry and Ching Ching also, when I listen to that love message?
You know what? I have to be honest and say, like, when I sit down to create or write a song, I just write what's in my heart, you know. And if I tap into being conscious, so to speak, like, that's so great, but it's not my intention to sit and write a song that's, like, with a message, per se. I just write you know, it's part of my expression, and I'm, like I said, I'm glad that it affects people in a positive way or affects them at all. I think that's what you aspire to do, and I'm happy to hear that, you know? I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, you open yourself up and just let it pour out, right?
Yeah, like the biggest... My biggest thing and the thing I vowed to do a long time ago with me as an actor, with me as a singer, and as a human being is, like, just to be authentic, be 100% myself. That's one of the reasons I love Lady Gaga so much, is because she people say she's weird, she's this, she's that, but she has this freedom that you can't help but respect. You know what I'm saying? You may not like what she's doing.
I'm the same way. I'm very strange. But you know, it's that uniqueness that we have that makes us help other people feel like they don't fit in, you know?
Exactly. And that uniqueness is what makes you you. And that's that, like,
yeah.
And I discovered a long time ago, like the more you own who you are, the more people are going to just love and respect you. Like, when you're trying to
yeah.
do something you're not, or trying to not be yourself, you're fighting against yourself. Everything that
exactly.
everything that you are is a blessing to this world and to yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to, you know, tap into
but,
who you are. It's a good thing.
There's actually, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Explore South Africa tour that's going on right now. And
no.
Carla Barnes, she's, like, running that together. She works public relations. She's awesome. But it's about conscious music and
yeah.
about removing a lot of that gray tape, and the main artist is As It Is, but there's a lot of other artists who are actually interested in this tour, like conscious music artists such as, like, Lauryn Hill and Mos
Def, nice.
And so forth. And
yeah.
I thought about you when, you know, when I heard Boys Don't Cry, I'm like, wow, you know, like, he would be great as potentially being a part of this tour. So if you have a pen and paper, I'm going to shoot you the website so that you can check it out. It's,
oh, absolutely. That sounds awesome.
Okay.
Sounds
it's
awesome.
wix.com/EOTM Media/ESAT. So please make sure you check that out. Like I said, it's a really great cause. And we're actually going
to
go into, I actually want
to
play another one of your songs, because I don't want people to just think that you just do this Boys Don't Cry thing, because you get it in all around. So I actually want to play, I think I want to play your song, Temptatious.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and play Temptatious right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to Chiyoki about him being looked at as a conscious music artist, and I want him to make sure that he goes on that website. That website is ExploreSouthAfricaTour.com. Okay, so please, everybody, check that out, ExploreSouthAfricaTour.com. The tour is actually going to start in April of 2012. So, Chiyoki, you have a few months to get your songs all prepared, get your vocal cords ready. Okay.
I was going to say, I wanted to mention, too, for Boys Don't Cry, one of the things that we're doing, because you asked me, to help with the whole bullying situation is, all the downloads from iTunes, a portion of those sales are going to go towards charities like AIM, Awakening Young Minds, that help to prevent bullying situations in schools and stuff like that. So every sale is going to go to help with that. So we're excited about that.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. You're not just speaking about it, you're being about it, you know?
Absolutely.
Seriously, for someone who didn't set out to be mainstream, like I know that you were just like, oh, whatever happens. I mean, it seems like you are headed that way, you know? So how would you say that you've been able to accomplish so many positive things and become so successful up to this point?
You know, absolutely. I've always had major big dreams for everything that I did. I only really see the big picture, to be honest with you, but I have so many great people around me, so much support. Like, you know, obviously God has just been such at the forefront of everything I do, and I just have, like, so many amazing people. Like, I work with my musical director who's helping me put together my show is Shawnee Recky. She's the musical director for the Pussycat Dolls, and she just was drumming with Sting recently. My best friend in the world, I wouldn't do anything without him. I wouldn't even do music if it wasn't for Anthony Schubert. He co-wrote Boys Don't Cry with me. My friend Shanti Lari, who's just an incredible support to me, Terry Dexter. Like, there's so many people around me. Scott Tillis Loring, who's just been such a mentor to me. Just so many people who just really support and inspire me and just keep me focused and keep me moving forward and believe in me. That's, you know, and my mom, absolutely, praise God. I mean, my mom is, like, I could cry thinking about my mom, but I've always been around people who believed in what I do and people that I believe in, too, and like I said,
it sounds like you have a really, really good team around you, you know?
I've been very extremely blessed. I mean, like sometimes, you know, like it's a challenging thing to do this and to have such big dreams, but at the same time, like I've been shaped and molded to be where I am today by life, and I'm in a good place. I'm very grateful, and it's just, you know, you got to keep moving forward no matter what. So.
Well, you are a pleasure, my man. You are a pleasure. okay, people. We are going to take a lightning speed commercial break. I know you don't want to, but I have to. And after that, I have another surprise for you all. So, quick commercial.
Entertainment, comedy, whatever you need. Also, exclusive interviews from the Oscars, NAACP, awards, and more. Stay tuned to EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to Musical Madness with Desire and tonight's special guest of the evening, Chioki Dumanchi. So,
yeah,
I know Chioki is against bullying and everything, but I did kind of bully him into singing on tonight's show.
Oh,
all right?
Yeah.
And yeah. And he's not just going to sing any song. Oh, no, Desire couldn't have that. Chioki and myself are actually going to sing Happy First Birthday to my son, Santino.
Happy birthday.
All right, so for all your fans out here, come on, let's sing happy birthday. You start.
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. The crowd loses their mind. Thank you so much, Chioki. I didn't know you were going to throw all of those Luther Vandross runs in there. Kind of threw me off with jumping. But seriously, I want people to get to know more of your music. So, let's check out another hit off of your debut album. What's the name of your album, by the way?
Fly. The album is Fly, F-L-I, Fun, Love, and Inspiration.
Ooh, I like that. Fun, Love, and Inspiration. So, I'm going to go ahead and inspire everybody with Ching Ching, and then I will grill Chioki with more questions. So, this is Ching Ching by Chioki Dumanchi.
Nice.
What if love is the currency of the world? Ching ching, ching ching. What if love is the currency of the world? Ching ching, ching ching. What if love is the currency of the world? Ching ching, ching ching. What if love is the currency of the world? Ching ching, ching ching, ching ching. Hey!
Yo, I need everybody around the world. Hey! Show some love. Yeah, I don't mean to brag.
What if love is the currency of the world?
could be. What if love is the currency of the world? Ching ching, ching ching. What if love is the currency of the world? Ching ching, ching ching. What if love is the currency of the world? Ching ching, ching ching. What if love is the currency of the world? Ching ching, ching ching, ching ching. Ching ching, ching ching, ching ching. Hey.
Message all about love, you know. And the thing that I love about you, Chuck, is you're not like a one hit wonder. Like, you have a lot of great songs, but you're not just a singer. And I want to actually speak about your other endeavors as well. So you've done a lot of acting. You've been on House,
real
and I know everybody watching House. You've been
real quick.
On
I want to say, I want to give a shout out though.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any game fans in the house? You know the show The Game on CW, on BET now. Well, Shanti Lari, one of my best friends, she helped write that song, Ching Ching. So I want to give a shout-out to her. She plays Dion on the show.
From the game, you know people love The Game.
Yeah, well, Shanti Lari, I know there's some Shanti Lari fans. She's half responsible for the song, Ching Ching. She inspired that.
Wow.
So, yeah, she helped write that.
That is amazing, dude. So we're just going to add that to your list of accomplishments. How dope is that?
Yeah, I love her. She's amazing. But go ahead.
I wanted to actually, hopefully, maybe I can find some clips from when you were on all these TV shows, but I was wondering if acting is something that you intend to continue in the future, and if so, what would be Chiyoki's perfect role?
Okay, so you absolutely can find clips on, if you go to IMDb and IMDb Chiyoki Demachi, you can find my reel is up there, so you can check out some clips from the shows, absolutely. And, acting, I love it as much as I love music. I've been doing acting for quite some time, and it's just, I love art, I love expression, so I'm going to be doing it for the rest of my life, absolutely. And my dream role, you know, I'm a sucker for sci-fi. I love me some, like, Lord of the Rings. I love me some, like, you know, vampire stuff, like, you know, Interview with the Vampire kind of thing.
Dude, I love that vampire movie. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I can do anything as an actor, like, comedy, drama, but I love, like, stuff that's kind of otherworldly and just, you know, kind of out there and, you know, I love it all. So if I could play like a Harry Potter or something, or some just cool, magical, have sparks shoot out my fingers, that would be so cool.
You're not slick. You just want something that's gonna make like a whole bunch of movies, so you know you'll have a lot of jobs lined up.
Yeah, a nice movie franchise. Yes, the nice movie franchise would be beautiful.
But that's great, man. And for those who don't know, Chiyoki also does a lot of modeling, you know, so he gets his sexy on when he's not singing. So I guess he plays Temptations in the background in his photo shoots. usually done, like, print ad, televised print ads for Pepsi, Target, Hyundai, Union Bay, and Wrigley's also, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken, I think that your experience is probably the length of my body. So for all of those artists out there who are just starting and always asking me, well, designer this and designer that, we're going to ask Chiyoki what advice and tips he thinks he can offer to serious artists who are actually seeking this extensive amount of recognition.
Okay, well, firstly, I mean, like, some people ask me this a lot, and one thing I will say for me, there is no answer that one person can give to you and say, you need to do this and this and this. But I will say, if you go to Barnes & Noble, if you look online, there's books. There's all kinds of books you can read about just about anything you want to know. And as far as getting an agent, as far as how to start a career in acting, as far as how to start your career in music, if you're an artist and you want to start getting heard and get your music out there, you know, start doing some open mic nights at a local joint. You know, if you're an actor and you want to start, you know, you want to start getting into that, take some acting classes, you know, make some friends, network, you know, start asking people in your peer group how, you know, how to move forward with things. You know, the more you know, the more knowledge you know, the better. And the other thing, too, it's like I've been doing this for quite some time, and I have a long way to go with everything that I'm trying to do, but you have to be patient. You have to be patient. You can't expect it to happen overnight. And I mean, a lot of the people that you guys are seeing, like, in the forefront today, that are everywhere, they've been doing it since they were 10 years old, and they're 20, and they're basically now just getting the recognition. So it's like, you have to – go ahead.
No, this is great.
Yes. No, I mean, so it's just like, you just have to enjoy the ride and I would say, if you don't 100% really, really, really want to do this, don't do it. Because you're not going to be happy. But if you really want to do this, and nothing else brings you joy like this does, then believe in yourself, stick to it, and it's going to be a roller coaster with all kinds of ups and downs and loop-de-loops. But, you know, the more you know about things, like I said, going to the bookstore, reading up on this, it's a serious business, it's a serious career, so the more you know, the better. You'll be prepared and you'll be able to handle it.
Exactly. I think you touched base on something so important. This is a career. This is a business. So if you're serious about your business, please become knowledgeable. Okay? You can't just jump on stage and do whatever you're going to do. You have to know what's going on behind the scenes. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So the next question, all right, and this is really kind of like a 3-in-1 kind of deal. So
okay.
I wanted to know, what are your thoughts on, like, the current mainstream music, and, like, do you feel it plays a role in the rise of bullying, and how are you trying to impact the industry?
I love the current mainstream of music. I think it's like a mixed bag. It's a cornucopia of just, like, so many different things, and it's different people's expression about the world, and I think that's very necessary. As far as it, how it plays in the bullying, I mean, like, you know, you have songs that and artists that represent one thing, and then you have people like Lady Gaga that also represent something else, and I feel people, you know, listen to music and they're inspired by what they're inspired by, and as an artist, I don't think it's anyone's goal particularly as an artist to, like, you know, change the world or make people think a certain way, but I think if, you know, someone can listen to a song and one of my favorite artists right now is Adele. I think she's incredible. And, I've heard, you know, every kid from 3 years old to, you know, 80-year-old women singing, you know, something from her and enjoying her music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that's what music is supposed to do, is to bring people together. And, and I think there's a lot of great music in the mainstream that does that. So,
how are you trying to impact the industry?
I'm just bringing me to the table, and I think that's one of the reasons. Like I said, I love Lady Gaga, I love Michael Jackson, I love Prince, I love, you know, even Adele in that regard, or whomever, Rihanna, whatever. I feel like people who represent that side of who they are, and do it authentically. You know, it affects people the way it's meant to. I can't honestly say I'm trying to, you know, make the world, you know, think. want to, you know, come to the table and say what I need to say, and it'll affect people the way it's meant to. And it may affect you differently than it affects, you know, Billy Bob down the street. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, it's going to, I just want what I say and do to make sense and be authentic, you know, coming from my mouth. And other than that, I can't worry about it.
Yeah, we have a lot of the same taste, man. So you said Prince, and like my radar went beep, beep, beep. Like, whoa. He already said Adele. He said Lady Gaga. He said Michael Jackson. Now he's going to say Prince. Like, seriously, man. It has just been wonderful having you on the show tonight. And just thank you so much for joining us. And not only that,
thank you for
all that you do. And for those who missed it the first time, I'm going to play Boys Don't Cry in a little bit momentarily. But I just want to tell you all, please download Boys Don't Cry on iTunes. As part of the proceeds, will go to Stop Bullying Organizations.
Yes.
Okay,
I want to encourage people to check out awakeningyoungminds.com, which is the charity that some of the proceeds are going to. And it's a great charity. They do amazing workshops for these kids, and they work with, like, the Boys and Girls Club and the juvenile facilities and all kinds of things. And they do life-changing things for these kids and beautiful things, beautiful work. Awakeningyoungminds.com.
What's that one said again? I'm sorry.
Awakening Young Minds. AYM,
okay.
Awakening Young Minds. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I hope that's ingrained in your brain. And this interview was amazing. I hope that it was really informative to a lot of people, and I almost hate to end it, you know. But ladies and gentlemen, this has been Chiyoki Damachi. If you would like more details on how you can be interviewed by Desire, please contact me, facebook.com/truedesire, DZIRE. Please do not spell it the conventional way. You will not find me. Or you can send a direct message via twitter.com/theonlydesire, again, DZIRE. And please follow my boy Chiyoki. He's doing great things. twitter.com/Damachi, DMACHI. I think I got that all right.
And Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy holidays, Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, whatever your groove is, you know, God is good. So this actually has been Musical Madness with Desire and special guest Chiyoki Damachi. We're going to play Boys Don't Cry, the anti-bullying anthem, one more time as we go out. Remember that we are the dreamers of dreams, and your dreams can come true. Good night, people.
Yes.
Goodbye.
You're right. Bye.